take up my bed and walk. I will take up my bed and walk, for I am here. So stir the water, stir the water, Holy Spirit, stir the water.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I would like to welcome you all to Advancing the Kingdom Radio. Amen. I'm your host, Apostle Lion. And quite an interesting topic today to talk about and to teach from. Praise God. I want to talk to you today about the need for deliverance in the church. Amen. The need for deliverance. Excuse me, in the church. Amen. And before I get started, praise God, for those of you all who are listening via Facebook or via conference call, the line, amen, I want you to pass the word on, text somebody, let them know that Advancing the Kingdom Radio is on, and we have a very important topic, amen, to discuss and to talk about, and we're going to let the Holy Spirit revelate, pass the word, amen, because I believe this is something that every believer needs to hear. Amen. Every believer needs to hear this. Amen. And this is something, this is a burden that the Lord has laid on my heart as of late. And this is something that the body of Christ needs to know. Amen. So when we talk about deliverance, amen, a lot of people get afraid of deliverance because they believe that, you know, you're getting spooky. And you're getting all out of whack, and they believe that, you know, when it comes to deliverance, as long as they go to church and as long as they didn't set a prayer, you know, they believe that they're already saved. But I will show you by the word of God that deliverance is not automatically obtained when you give your life to Christ. It is a progressive work. The Bible describes salvation is a progressive work. The Bible says to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Work out is a progressive word. The Bible says those who endure until the end shall be saved. Shall be is a progressive word. It is not something. Shall be denotes the fact that it may not be yet, but as you continue to progress and advance, what shall be will actually become. Amen. And then you'll actually be. Amen. Not trying to talk too much over your head tonight. Amen. But we have to understand the importance of deliverance ministry. Amen. And before I go any further, once again, those of you who are listening via Facebook, if you would like to call into the conference line number, amen, you can dial 805-399-1200. Amen. It's 805-399-1200. Praise God. And the access code is 548-689. Once again, is 548-689, following by the pound sign. Amen. Praise God. I'm so excited about this word today. Amen. Because I truly believe that God wants to change some lives. Amen. How many know that when you give your life to Christ, you're setting yourself up for an adventure. Amen. How many know that God is not boring? Amen. I know some folks make him boring. Amen. But with God, if you're constantly moving and advancing in the things of God, ain't nothing about your walk will be boring. Amen. I remember so many people say, you know, I hear so many people say, you know, there's nothing to do in the church. You know, there's nothing to do, you know, in the church. All you do is go to church and you go home and you work and you come home and then you go back to church. Your life is centered around, you know, the church. Everything, you just do the same old over again. Well, I come to let you know that if you are progressing the right way in your walk, amen, you won't be bored. And I think a lot of times it has to do with the presentation of the leaders, amen, the ones who are teaching the word of God, because half of them got boring spiritual lives anyway, amen. So when you have a boring spiritual life and you teach somebody from your boring spiritual perspective, that's all the people are going to get and receive. Amen. Because, you know, I know that we should, you know, seek God for ourselves, and, you know, we should allow God to do what he needs to do, you know, in our lives personally. But a lot of times when the way that it's set up, amen, a spiritual leader, God places you under to teach you the things of the kingdom. So when you're being taught, you know, the things of God, and people are actually looking up to that spiritual leader, amen, they will somewhat, most of the time, believe what their spiritual leader says. So if the leaders are not teaching any different, amen, many people will continue to struggle. And leaders have to get this thing themselves, amen. So there's nothing boring, or should be boring, about your walk. Amen. Praise God. There should be nothing boring about your walk. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. All right. So the question, the most common asked question of those who inquire about deliverance is, can a Christian have a demon? Amen. Can a Christian have a demon? And I'm going to get very basic with you tonight. I'm not going to get too deep with you tonight. Amen. Perhaps another time I'll get a little deeper. And if the Holy Spirit will have me to go deeper, I will. But people need to understand the basics of this, because, see, if you don't believe that you as a Christian or a believer can have a devil, then there's no need, there's no even no point of you even inquiring of deliverance. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to turn to Mark 8. I'm going to turn to Mark 8. Praise God. And I'm going to read something to you. And many of you all have heard this before. Many of you all have heard this before. Amen. Mark 8, I'm going to start at verse 31. Mark 8, verse 31. It says this. It says, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. So Peter took Jesus aside because Jesus was pretty much preparing them and telling them that, hey, I'm going to have to eventually go to the cross. I'm going to have to die. And Peter, looking at it from a carnal perspective, said, no, you can't go. Check out what Jesus said to him. Hallelujah. It says, but when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get behind me, who? Satan. For you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. That was verse 33. So he told Peter, get behind me, Satan. Can I tell you something that he wasn't addressing Peter? Amen. He was not addressing Peter. He was addressing the spirit that gave Peter the idea to confront Jesus about the fact that he had to go to the cross. I'm going to give you another one. Luke 22. Let's go to Luke 22. Luke 22. Mind you, Peter is a leader here. All right? Going somewhere. Luke 22:3. It says here, then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the who? The 12. So here, check this out. You have Peter and Judas. Both of them was infiltrated by Satan at two separate times. We see that not only a Christian, because they had to be believers before they could become apostles. They had to believe in what Jesus said. Amen. And they had to begin to do the works of the apostolic ministry before being commissioned as an apostle. Uh-oh. Amen. So we see that not only Christians can have a demon, but an apostle can too. Amen. I'm talking to some leaders that are listening to me. Amen. And the thing about it is that you have to put pride aside, because the Lord dealt with me and he said five leaders before this broadcast even started. He told me five leaders are going to be listening to you. And he told me, he said, five of them are dealing with their own personal issues. Amen. I'm not going to go into specifics at this time. You're dealing with your own personal issues and their sin issues. And the Lord wants you to know that it's not just your flesh at work anymore, because see, flesh opens the door for the enemy. Amen. The flesh opens the door for demonic infiltration. Amen. But once you open that door of the flesh by acting in the flesh, you open the door for demonic infiltration. And once the spirit infiltrates you, come on now, then that's a whole nother level there. Because see, now you're not only acting according to your own will apart from the will of God, but you got something aiding you and strengthening the works of your flesh. Amen. Being demon power. Amen. So you're dealing with many flesh issues. Some of you dealing with lust issues. Some of you dealing with masturbation and pornography issues. Amen. So some of you cuss. Amen. Some of you can't stop listening to secular music and watching secular stuff. Amen. Understand that this is the influence of demonic power. Amen. Demonic power. Some of you struggling in your faith. Amen. A spirit of doubt and fear has crept in on you. Mm-hmm. Because you opened the door when you first decided not to believe God. So understand this, that it don't matter how long you've been in ministry. You have to keep yourself guarded or you will be infiltrated too. Praise God. In Matthew 10, when Jesus first acknowledged them as apostles, they were performing miracle signs and wonders by the anointing of God while they still possessed their personal devils. Oh, come on. Did y'all just hear what I just said? Amen. They performed miracle signs and wonders by the anointing of God, but they still had their own personal devils. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's examine this thing. Let's see how real this thing is. Praise God, because we have to understand, you know, that God, come on now, when we give our lives to God, our spirit is what God relates to, but we're three-part beings, spirit, soul, and body, and I'm going to get into that in just a moment. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you all are blessed today, amen, because the Lord is going to do some wonderful things during this time and during this teaching, amen. So some of you all's eyes are going to be enlightened Some of you all's eyes are going to be enlightened, praise God, to where you are with God. Amen. Where you are with God, because we can't be delivered if we don't acknowledge where we are. Huh? We cannot be delivered if we don't acknowledge where we are. And so some folks like to sweep their stuff under the rug. Amen. That's not the ways of God. Amen. We can't sweep our stuff under the rug and then expect it to produce anything. Amen. You're gonna keep living a lie. Praise God. You're gonna keep living this lie and this fantasy. Praise God. That you don't got nothing. Amen. If you have not had devils cast out you, I can guarantee you got something. When you gave your life to God and all you experienced was the Holy Ghost, but you never experienced no deliverance, I can guarantee you got a devil. Praise God. I can guarantee you have one. Hallelujah. So here we see two powerful apostles. But you can see their contrast too, because one repented and one allowed that which infiltrated him to overtake him. Some of you all in this season, you can either be a Peter or Judas. Huh? You can either be a Peter or a Judas. You can come to the grips with what you have and overcome it by the grace of God, or you can wallow in it and let it destroy you. Oh, come on. Glory to God. Because see, Peter and Judas, they both at the same time was open to devils. Huh? They both was open to devils. Amen. They both was open to devils, but at the same time, Peter repented. Huh? So Peter acknowledged where he was and he accepted his deliverance. And Judas got destroyed. Now, both of these apostles were operating in miracle signs and wonders. I'm going to tell you something. You can operate in the gifts of the Spirit by the Holy Spirit and still have a devil. These guys are primary proof right here that you can operate by the Spirit of God one minute and still possess a devil the next. Amen. If we go to Matthew 7, I'm going to go here. I wasn't going to go here, but I'm going to go here. And many of you all have heard me quote this scripture all the time. Amen. Matthew 7. As soon as I get there. Praise God. It says this. It says, Matthew 7, verse 21. It says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Then I would declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." So understand this, that you can work miracles, cast out devils, prophesy, speak in tongues, flow in all the gifts of the Spirit by the Holy Spirit, and still go to hell in the end. Huh? Because you allowed yourself to be influenced by a devil to the place where you strayed away from the things of God in your heart. Amen. Because it's a heart issue here. Amen. So once again, you can perform all these things by the anointing of God and still possess your own personal devils. I'm going to give you another proof. Acts 5, and so many of us are familiar with this story, and a lot of people try to use it to prophesy, oh, we in the days of Ananias and Sapphira, where people are going to start dropping dead. Really? I don't want nobody to drop dead. Hey, man, I don't want God to kill nobody. He will if he have to for the benefit of the body, but God is trying to save folks, not kill them. Amen? All right, Acts 5, it says here, "But a certain man," verse 1, "named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. He kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, that means he had the opportunity to, was it not your own? Afterwards, it was sold. Was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart and have not lied unto men but unto God? Notice, he allowed Satan to fill his heart with deception. Huh? First of all, understand this, Ananias and Sapphira were believers who were actively involved in the early community of the church. So they were believers, probably five baptized, tongue talking, all of that. They were believers. But we see where they allowed Satan to fill their hearts with deception, which is a demonic influence. Huh? So the enemy tempted them to lie about what they were going to give when it was really in their own power to give it in the first place. Oh, come on now. Y'all got to help me out here. Amen. Because see, and I begin to see something there too. There are many of you all who are holding back on God and giving in your local church. Uh-huh. The Lord dealt with me about this too, concerning some that would listen. Amen. The Lord is saying that you have allowed the enemy. You have allowed the enemy to fill your heart with selfishness, deceit, and lies. When it comes to your giving to your local church. Amen. Some of you all, the Lord has given you certain amounts to sow. You have not been obedient because you put other things before the things of God. You put your things before the things of God. Amen. So if the shoe fits, don't wear it. Take it off and put on a new pair. Amen. Put on a new pair of shoes. Amen. And walk differently and denounce that devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they, Ananias and Sapphira, were early believers. Amen. And they were tempted and infiltrated by the devil. Believers were infiltrated by the devil. We even look at in Acts 8, you know, we have Simon the sorcerer, you know, and if you read it correctly, you see where he actually became a believer. He actually became a believer, but he still possessed a bitter spirit, and he was walking and living in iniquity. That's why the apostle rebuked them for it. And see, one thing about it is that we have to realize that us as being believers, before we enter into any type of duty for the kingdom of God, or before we enter into some type of leadership role, we have to realize that we just need to be delivered. Amen. Some of us just need to be delivered, and I think because of the lack of deliverance ministry, because of the lack of deliverance ministry in the church, this is why sin is allowed to run rampant. Praise God. This is why sin is allowed to run rampant in the church, because there is a lack of deliverance ministry that's going forth right now. Oh, praise God. See, folks don't want to talk about devils. Amen. They think it's too spooky. And, you know, oh, all we need is love. I done heard that too. All we need is the love of God, and everything just going to be all right. You know, all we need is love. Yeah. All we need is love, but Jesus came, the Bible says, to destroy the works of the devil. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. But in that includes the scripture that says that Jesus came to destroy all the works of the devil. All the works. Amen. Amen. Because we're gonna have to face the fact that we just have so many, too many demonized Christians. Amen. Too many demonized Christians. Huh? Amen. Too many demonized Christians. And then we wonder why folks are not free. And for those of you who are listening under the sound of my voice, God is desiring to set some of you all free. Huh? God is desiring to set some of you all free. Some of you all have been struggling with different sins. You've been struggling with different things for a while now. Amen. You've been struggling. And God is desiring to remove and to erase your struggle. But you have to acknowledge not only your struggle, but the source of your struggle. See, people don't want to go there. People don't want to go there because, see, they want folks to think that they squeaky clean and perfect. Oh, we know you ain't perfect. Amen. I mean, perfection can be obtained, but as long as you struggling with that, you a long ways from it. Oh, praise God. You are a long ways from it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God loves us. He wants us free, but you have the desire to be free. Amen. Somebody's listening to me right now. You have issues at nighttime with something holding you down. You feel like something's holding you down sometimes. It comes at nighttime. Amen. This something that's in you that God is going to expose shortly that can identify with that spirit that's pinning you down at night and is dealing with areas of perversion. Amen. God is desiring to set you free. Amen. And he's going to set you free. Amen. So we just have to realize and acknowledge where we are. Praise God. I'm gonna give you one more scripture to prove that Christians can be infiltrated by demonic forces. Galatians 3:1, it says, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified." Huh? So there were certain people that were bewitching the believers to stray away from their original foundation. Come on now, in the things of God. Huh? So understand that when you stray away from truth, That is the influence of a demonic spirit. Amen. When you stray away from truth, you're straying away or being led astray by a demonic spirit. It is a demonic spirit. And see, some people say we give too much attention to the devil. I say not enough attention is given to the devil. Not just I'm not saying glorifying him, amen, because we have victory through the cross, but the victory through the cross have to be applied. And the only way that it can be applied is if it first recognized that you have something or you have a problem and you have a demon. If you cuss, you got a demon. If you smoke, you got a demon. If you drink, you got a demon. Huh? If you so quick to fight, you got a demon. Huh? Praise God. How can a Christian have a demon? How? I'm going to go to Thessalonians real quick. I'm going to go to 1 Thessalonians. Praise God. First Thessalonians, I'm going to show you something real quick. I'm going to go to First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Amen. Praise God. And it says this: Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. So we see here that man is a three-part being: spirit, soul, and body. With spirit, soul, and body, when we give our lives to Christ and we become baptized in the Holy Spirit, our spirit that was once dead now becomes alive. It becomes made alive unto God. And but see, we have to understand that that same spiritual life that has been received in our spirit must now be integrated into the life of our soul and body. See, they don't teach this, and that's why folks keep casting out these same devils out of people, and these folks ain't getting free. Huh? That's why we got a bunch of tongue-talking devils in the church. Amen. Because this is basic stuff of deliverance that we have to know and realize. Amen. Some people will be waiting for the meat and stuff, but we have to realize that, you know, we're three-part being. That's how a Christian can have a demon, because you still have your soul and your body that still needs to experience the same deliverance and the life that your spirit man has received. Huh? That's why the Bible says, work out your own soul salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's a process, because there's certain things that God is just going to have to process out of you. And see, let me help you understand about process real quick, because a lot of us, we don't like to submit to processing. Amen. We don't like to submit to processing. Amen. And see we want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. We want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. We got this microwave gospel now. Praise God. We got this microwave gospel now, saying that, you know, hey, you know, we can get everything, you know, for nothing. All we got to do is name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. Amen. All of these things, you know, and you wonder why these things are not working for people. You know, many of them are not working for people because a lot of these people are not in righteous positioning with God. And the reason why they're not in righteous positioning with God is because they're not delivered. So when they're not delivered, these demon spirits are causing these people to go into the opposite direction that God will have them to go. Because a devil is always going to oppose God. Huh? A devil is always going to oppose God. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're going to have to realize where we are, because our soul and our body have to line up with our spirit. And see, I believe total deliverance is when your spirit, soul, and body are all lined up in one. Because that same life becomes, through processing, it becomes integrated into the life of our soul and our body. This is when the process of salvation actually starts. The Bible never describes salvation as an immediate thing. People need to stop telling that lie. Amen. You don't become saved through a prayer. You become saved through you submitting to the process of deliverance. Amen. When you allow the grace of God to do his work in your life. Praise God. I sure hope I'm helping somebody today. Amen. Because see, God wants some folks to change. And the reason why you can't change, and the reason why you keep going back and forth, is because you have allowed demonic influence to infiltrate you. See, some stuff we had when we was in the world, and we have not necessarily been delivered from it, but some stuff we allow to enter in, because we refuse to believe God, because we believe that we have the right to feel what we feel or do what we do. Huh? I've met so many folks that feel like they have the right. They feel like they have the right to hate people. They have the right to feel the way that they feel. They have the right to feel rejected. They have the right to feel all of this stuff. Humility is when you give up your right to be right and accept what God wants. Oh, see, I wasn't even gonna go here, but this is for somebody. Humility is when you give up your right to be right. Amen. Even though naturally you may have a right, but in the supernatural, you don't have a right to hold nothing against nobody, because what if God held everything against you? Hello. And see, unforgiveness and rejection and bitterness is the cause or the hindrance, rather, it's the hindrance to many people's deliverance. Amen. So Romans 10 and 9 says, you shall be, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, all of that, you shall be saved. Shall be is a progressive word. My Jewish Bible says, if you continue to acknowledge publicly. So we know that it's not a one-time thing, but it's when your life begins to exemplify what you believe, and your talk begins to line up with what you professing and say that you believe. That's the evidence that salvation is taking place in your life. Amen. Shall be or will be is a progressive word. The word salvation literally means deliverance. So you really can't say that you're saved if you never had devils cast out of you. If certain demons have not been addressed in your life, you cannot say that you're saved. So let me ask you this question for those who are listening. Have you ever had demons addressed in your life? Because if not, then most likely you're not saved. Not saying that the grace of God is not working in your life, but you ain't saved. Because the Bible says we're saved by grace through faith. So his own salvation only comes from grace. Amen. So a lot of believers operate in the grace of God, and they never get into the salvation part. And the Bible says faith works by love. So you have love, faith, grace, and salvation. There's a process to get to salvation. You must master the love of God. You must master the grace of God. No, I'm sorry. You must master the love of God. You must master faith. You must master grace in order for you to master or get to the place where you are totally saved and delivered. You have no worldly influences. The enemy has nothing in you. You are just like Jesus when he said that the thief of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me. So do you have something in you that the enemy can identify with? Leaders, listen to me. Listen to me, leaders, because many of you have stuff going on in you that was never addressed or resolved. And that's why you keep going back and forth. You're falling into scandals. Amen. You got secret hidden lives. And all of this kind of stuff is because there are different things in your life that was never addressed. Praise God. Amen. It was never addressed. So God is requiring that out of you in this time. Because it's too many people that's playing with this thing, too many people that's playing with the Lord. Praise God. So we can't play with this thing at all. Amen. So I'm gonna stop right there for a moment. Amen. And we're going to take a short break real quick, but I'm going to open the lines up, amen, for those who want prayer. Amen. I'm telling you, yeah, y'all better text somebody, let them know. Amen. If you need prayer, if you need prayer, call in. Call in. Amen. 805-399-1200. Amen. 805-399-1200. Amen. If you can't get through, amen, you might want to press 1-805-399-1200. Amen. And then the access code is 548-689 pound. Amen. 548-689 pound. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. 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 The lines are open. Amen. If anybody wanted prayer at this time, amen. The lines are open. Amen. Praise God. And those of you who are listening via Facebook, amen, once again, you can dial the number 1-805-399-1200, access code 548-689. Amen. I would advise you to jump into the water while it's stirring. Amen. Jump in the water while it's stirring. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's any callers that's on the line that need prayer, amen. Or if you just need to receive some type of ministry or something, amen. Now's your time to speak up. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, amen. I guess we're gonna wrap this up in a little bit. Amen. But also I want to encourage you all to go by our website, amen, and visit our website so you can see the things that we have coming up. Amen. The name of the website is soeministries.com. soeministries.com. Amen. Go check out our website. You can see our events page and see what we have coming up. Also, you can go up there and check out our media resources. Amen. We have free teachings that you can download for free. Amen. We have YouTube videos. Amen. And also previous Spreaker broadcasts. Amen. We have those up as well. Praise God. So if you just need to be edified, encouraged, amen, we have resources for you to be edified, built up, and encouraged. Amen. Also, if this ministry has been a blessing to you, praise God, in any way, praise God, I would encourage you to prayerfully sow into the ground of this ministry. Amen. You can go to our website, soeministries.com. Amen. And we have a section for giving. Amen. For those who want to give and to be a blessing. Amen. There were many of you who made vows long ago. That's why the Bible says don't make no vow. Amen. You made vows and promises that you was going to sow and you never sowed. Amen. How many know God don't like that? Amen. If you say you're going to do something, amen, you should do it. Praise God. And I never asked anybody to make a vow or anything like that, amen. But some of you voluntarily came out and said, oh, me, I'm going to sow. Amen. And have not sowed since. But now is your opportunity, amen, to make good on your vow that you made before the Lord. Amen. That's why the Bible says do not make no vow, because if you make a vow, God gonna hold you to it. It's just like a child. When you tell a child something, you promise them something, oh, they gonna remember. They may not remember nothing else, but they gonna remember what you told them. And when the day comes and you don't do it, they gonna tell you, didn't you say that we gonna do this? Didn't you say you gonna do that for me? You know, so it's time that we stop truce breaking and breaking covenant and promises, amen, and start being men and women of God of our word, amen, and be careful of the vows you make, amen, because you can involuntarily put yourself in bondage that way, amen. I don't give into ministries who say make a pledge. Amen. Now, if you say you're going to partner with the ministry, you partner with the ministry, you give a certain amount every month by choice. Amen. But if they get you into these pledges and stuff like that and you don't come with those pledges, amen, you can put yourself in bondage. Amen. So let's use some wisdom with our giving, but at the same time, be good stewards over what God has entrusted us with and sow into the kingdom. Amen. Also, we do have some things coming up. Praise God. We have some things coming up. We are currently, we get ready to start the process of planning a deliverance conference. Amen. And we're going to open the forum and the floor for all those who need to receive some type of deliverance ministry. All those who need to receive deliverance ministry, all those who need to be healed. Amen. We are going to invite you out. Amen. Stay tuned to Facebook and to our website for more details to come. Amen. Also, I've been talking with my leadership team about a marriage conference. Amen. That'll be somewhere in the middle of the year. Amen. I can guarantee you that. Amen. Praise God. So just stay tuned with us and keep up with us. Amen. For those details. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. Nobody needs any type of prayer prophetic ministry, right? Oops, I didn't mean to say prophetic ministry. Amen. Can you say prophetic, folks come flocking. Then you won't be able to get them off the phone. I'm playing, y'all. Amen. But y'all know normally prayer turns into prophetic ministry around here. Amen. And it's fine. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. We're getting ready to close out. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for everything that you have done, every word that has been spoken. Father, we just seal everything in the Holy Ghost. I thank you that no weapon formed against your people will be able to prosper in Jesus' name, Father. And Father, you've made them the head and not the tail, Father. And Father, I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just begin to reveal to them the areas in their life that they've fallen short in, the areas in their life that they need deliverance, Father, and help them to come into the acknowledgement of their current issues so that they can experience the liberation of the kingdom of God. Father, I release the power of the kingdom over the airwaves right now. In Jesus' name, I release the anointing of healing and deliverance right now. In Jesus' name, I release the anointing of healing and deliverance right now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is showing me somebody's been diagnosed with breast cancer, but we curse that cancer in Jesus' name. And also, the Lord is showing me that you're dealing with areas of unforgiveness and bitterness, and a lot of times that open doors for cancers and tumors and different ailments and afflictions to come in. But if you would just begin to forgive right now where you are, begin to forgive. Forgive everybody who's ever hurt you, everybody who's ever done you wrong. If you would just begin to forgive right now, I see that thing shrinking and dissolving right now, even as you forgive. Shikatala mandere di bekusataya. Shande leboho robotora bakande. Sikatala mandere di behishikaya. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I feel an anointing coming on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Ikanda boho si. Shikanda lelebeto ro shianda de dibihishia. Hande de boku salabekinda. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see a stomach ulcer. A stomach ulcer being healed right now. A stomach ulcer. I see a stomach ulcer being healed right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you a praise, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ribeta bakaya. Hallelujah. There's somebody named John or Johnny or John or something like that. One of the two. It's a John that's listening to me right now. Praise God. You have been dealing with backsliding. Amen. You've dealt with backsliding, and you have dabbled back in some old practices when it came to drugs. Amen. When it came to drugs, but the Lord says that He's touching you right now. I release the power of the Holy Spirit. I break that rejection off you in Jesus' name. I break that rejection that drove you back. I break the discouragement. I break the discouragement. You got discouraged during your walk with the Lord. Amen. And God is restoring you right now. I feel that anointing coming on you right now. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise for it. Father, we thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you in Jesus' name. Oh Jesus. Thank you, Father. There's somebody else. There's somebody else right now that's listening to me. You're believing God to get you out of debt. Hoshikata Mahaya. You're believing God to get you out of debt. Hatibokusia. And I normally don't do this. I normally do not do this. Praise God. But the Lord is telling me to tell you to plant a $50 seed. I know it's a stretch for you. Plant $50. Amen. And plant $50. Amen. You can go to our website. Amen. SOEMinistries.com. Amen. And plant that $50 seed. Amen. And once you do that, amen, there's a realm of the provision of God that's going to unlock for you, because you've been praying a while now. Amen. And you've had flaky prophets try to take advantage of you. Amen. And you've sold, but the Lord says that you've sold into a dead work. Amen. I would like to challenge you to trust God right now. Plant a $50 seed. Amen. Into the soil of this ministry. This is only for one person. This ain't for everybody. There's one person I'm talking to right now. You have a desperate need for God to move on your behalf. And if you will plant that $50 seed, God says that He's going to work a miracle for you in your finances. And within a week's time, within a week's time. And you know who I'm talking to. You know I'm talking to you because the power of the Holy Ghost is on you right now. And He's confirming this word. Within a week's time, God's going to show you so much favor. When it comes to your debt, you have to pay little to anything. Amen. Watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. Be obedient to the Spirit of God and plant. Amen. Into the soil of this ministry. And watch how God move in your life. I don't normally speak things like that, but that's the word of the Lord, and I have to be obedient. Hallelujah. There's only one person I'm talking to. If you don't feel a confirmation or a witness in your spirit, do not plant. Do not act upon this word. This is for one person. Hallelujah. Praise God. Rondolo di ascinde le lemo cumbra balabacambo cusia. Shibra cata balabande, syllabo cuso cota da di bicusia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shiko satamandio sia. Ribi shiko siande le lebetu la macusia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is showing me something going on with somebody's right foot. I don't know if you had is dealing with some type of infection. I don't know if it's a fungal infection or what, but I see an infection in your right foot. If you would lay your hands where that infection is at right now. I don't know if you had a cut or what, but I see an infection in your right foot. God is touching that and He's healing that right now. Hallelujah. Place your hands on your foot right now. Yekositabahaya. And I release the healing power of God right now. The healing power of God right now. Receive that anointing and that healing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless God. Amen. 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 There's a mic right now that the Lord is touching. There's a mic. A mic. God is touching a mic right now. Somebody named Mike. The Lord dealt with me about you about 30 minutes ago. There's a mic that the Lord is touching right now. I feel this anointing flowing. Amen. Whatever you need God for, I would advise you just to lift your hands and receive it. Amen. From the presence of God. Amen. Receive it from His presence. Amen. Because it's going forth right now. Amen. And the anointing that's coming forth from the presence of God is touching many of you, and it's causing a lot of healings to take place right now. There's a lot of things I can't even name right now. Amen. That's being healed right now. Somebody, the Lord is touching somebody's mind. You had an aneurysm on the brain. Amen. And God is healing that part of your mind right now in Jesus' name. And your speech, the Lord says, your speech, your speech is being touched. And your sight and your nervous system, God is healing your nerves and system right now. You won't be as shaky anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shikanda la mokura ba dedi bikish. Silebe uranda bahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Just when the Lord released me and I'm done, the music cuts off. Amen. We're right on time. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. All right, y'all. Amen. I'm going to say this closing prayer and then we're going to close out. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for those who have listen, those who will listen, and those who were blessed and touched by this broadcast. I ask, Father, that you would move on their behalf, touch your people. Thank you for healing your people, and thank you for being faithful to healing your people. In Jesus' name, Father. And Father, we seal every word, every healing, every financial miracle. We seal everything in the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen. You all have a wonderful day here. You all have a wonderful rest of the night. Amen. And remember that, you know, Jesus is Lord over everything, including your situation. Amen. The only thing you have to do is just trust and believe. Amen. God bless you. Good night.